Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now time for a little culture with our Open House esteemed book reviewer, Cara Martin. We've only got a few more of these left for the year, and I think this is a very timely book given the festive season is just ahead of us. It's called Eating Heaven by Simon Carey. Cara, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you. Intriguing title. I like the sound of it. Tell us what it's about.
Well, I have to admit that I have eaten at Simon Carey Holt's table, the author of the
have
book.
You really? So inside job.
And really, I'm so glad he wrote this book because he's a guy who started off as a pastry chef and then went into the ministry. Wow. And he combines that sort of love of food, the love of cooking, the love of getting people around a table and sharing food and conversation with I guess his spiritual considerations, his reviewing of it.
He's making a statement, is he?
Yes,
and he a is. Bit of a protest as well.
He is, because he says that too often we've got fast food, we've got microwave ovens, we've got fragmented schedules, and therefore we have an empty dining table. As families, we don't gather around the table as much. And he sees that that busyness means that we're neglecting something that's actually really fundamental.
Yeah.
So he says that the table, as he calls it, is fundamentally about intimacy, family, identity, communication, redemption, friendship, sustenance, celebration, beginnings and endings. And we need to be there together.
I agree. Our best times as a family are feasting times. Mm. And there was one thing that we decided to do many, many years ago and just have an annual wrap-up of the year feast, slap-up dinner out to a restaurant. And they're the best times.
Mm.
It's full of stories, this book, and yeah. also biblical references.
That's right. For each, he talks about different tables that yes. we might gather around, and then he intertwines biblical references with stories and also research. For example, he says, even though we spend 78% of our meals eaten in the household home, so we actually eat a lot at home,
yeah.
Only 25% of households spend longer than 25 minutes around the table at any one time. So
yes.
that's not a lot of time
and a
together.
Whole lot less, too.
And then the other thing he's got, which is really gorgeous for the foodies out there, is he has a themed recipe after each table. So the first table is about sort of the family table, and then he has his mother's, I think it's chocolate brownie recipe. And so that's a really cute sort of addition to it.
25 minutes eating chocolate brownies.
That would do.
Good night. So have you got a favourite table? Run us through a couple of the tables that he says.
Well, the kitchen table is sort of the family table. Then
yes.
he talks about the backyard table, sort of inviting neighbours around and so on. He talks about the cafe, the five-star table, the work table, which is about people who actually chefs and cooks and where their vocation is the table.
Yeah.
He talks about the festive table. And then he talks about the multicultural table and finally the communion table.
Wow.
And yes, my favourite's the cafe table.
Please explain.
Oh, well, that's where I go the most. And what I loved about it is he said something which I know at my core, which is that the cafe table, when we go to a cafe, it's not primarily about the coffee, although some people talk as though it is. It's much more about relationship. And as he says, it's about connection, theatre and community.
Mm. Is it easy to get carried away with the importance of food, do you think, the wonder of food?
Yeah, I think so. And I think at the moment we do have a culture that's pretty obsessed with cooking shows and fine eating and so on.
There's one certain person, I won't name them, in my house. I was watching a cooking program with this person today.
Mm-hmm.
Addicted.
Yeah.
A lot of it's the same old stuff, actually. Anyhow, yeah. I hope she's not listening.
Yeah. You're in trouble.
Yep.
What he actually quotes someone called Jay Shannon Jung, who I've never heard of before, or Jung, who his recommendation is to never lose sight of food source and purpose. So he sees food's ultimate source as God, and it's a gift of grace. And then he sees food's purpose as actually sharing. And so Holt talks about the desire for the table to be a place of justice and inclusion,
yeah.
which I think is really nice.
Yeah. Mm. I often think with a lot of things in this world, we don't, you know, God could have created people not to need food, not to need any sustenance not whatsoever, let alone the rich variety that we have.
Yeah, totally.
He concludes this book by saying, "For life without the table is no life at all." Fair point to make.
Well, it's a bit challenging in some
yeah.
ways, but what he's actually saying is that just picking up on what you just said, the table is obviously about our physical need to eat. Yeah. It's also about our social need for community and belonging and inclusion. But he also says the table is a reminder of our spiritual need. And he points out that Jesus spent most of his time on earth actually eating and drinking with people. The gospel stories are full of those stories. Yeah. And he referred to heaven as a feast to which we're invited. And the central Christian ritual, of course, is a meal. It's communion. Yes, yeah. It's eating and drinking together, remembering what Jesus has done. And so I think for all those reasons, the table is a symbol of what it means to live life to the full.
Recommended reading? Mm,
definitely. Yeah. Especially, as you say, for Christmas. And this is a book you could give anyone who's interested in food and they would find something in it.
The book is Eating Heaven by Simon Carey-Holt. Cara Martin, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Lee.
See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.